This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is 7 after the hour here on the DJB Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, because we're sort of bridging the gap between the end of March and the 1st of April, April Fools. Maybe we'll have a little time for that later in the hour. Just thinking out loud. In the meantime, it's a hello to listener Dennis, who is in Lamont, Oklahoma, says, hi. We listen about 3 hours a day to you and your staff. I didn't realize that you were my staff. My
really
rod, my
like,
staff.
Well, you say that, but I don't like that word.
I don't either.
You say it all the time. That's why he's saying it. Yes.
Yeah, see?
How do I use it? I don't even remember that I use that.
You say, oh, yeah.
Staff.
Really? Yeah. Is that you offended by that, Victoria?
I do not like that word at all.
Well, no, but are you offended by it?
Yes, considering the roles that we have on the show, absolutely. Oh, yes.
All right. Okay, so, no more staff. Everybody, that's an executive order from on high.
Let's make sure the executive actually follows it.
Well, so what did he say other than just calling us staff?
Yeah.
He said he listens 3 hours a day, so we must find some value
in
what we're doing.
Yeah. We got to get you out. That's exciting.
All right, Victoria is not a member of the staff. She is a valued member. I think, you know what, actually, I think that you may be a little too sensitive, because most of the time I don't, even if I say that, I don't think about it necessarily, so maybe I'll think about it now, but I heap praise on you all the time.
You do, I'm just saying, I just don't like that word.
Well, we all have things in life we don't like.
He also talks about your large Marge laugh, and
the other
good things.
Horse laugh. He's obviously, the horse laugh,
Okay.
He's never seen Large Marge, obviously.
I haven't seen Large Marge. So here is something for you, Victoria. As a former Cosmo girl, it seems Walmart has pulled Cosmo from the checkout lines, and I wonder why, other than maybe because they're worried about the Me Too movement. Is Cosmo a cause for concern with the Me Tooers?
I have not heard anyone who has talked about the Me Too movement and has used Cosmo in any context, but this is some, I don't even know what type of a group it is, but this is some group that has lobbied with Walmart to push Cosmo to the back of the store.
The National Center on Sexual Exploitation said that it has partnered with Walmart to remove Cosmo from checkout lines because of sexually explicit magazine items. They apparently
trying to imply that Cosmo is exploiting women. That if that's what they think, then they've never read a Cosmo. Cosmo is completely about empowering women, and so.
But I do think the cover gives the wrong example. I agree. I'm a Cosmo reader. I've been a Cosmo reader forever. I still get the subscription sent to my house. But I think if you look at the cover,
it apparently is the only thing that gets delivered to your house.
Oh boy!
It's funny how the things that people say are going to get delivered usually come, like my subscription to Cosmo. But anyway, but I think that if you do read the magazine, you do find out that they try to look at things with women's empowerment in mind, even the sexual stuff. But if you look at the cover, it's dress for your hottest date, or it's sex moves that'll woo him, or whatever it is.
Right.
And that does seem to be kind of flying in the face of the message. I can get where if you just go cover deep, you're going to think that about Cosmo probably.
The only
at this
thing
point
that I have questions about, because they kind of compare it to Playboy, basically.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm just curious what other magazines they will continue to have up there. I mean, this is all magazines. It's not just the cover of Cosmo. It's GQ. It's Men's Health. It's all these, like, women's fitness, all of these magazines that are supposed to be about health and eating and stuff, like, they still have half-naked cover models.
Right.
So, and like, sex tips and stuff on the front. So I'm just a little curious why it's only Cosmo, and if we're really concerned about the Me Too movement, why get rid of a magazine that, even if you're saying it's about sexual exploitation, it's one of the only magazines that, like, has a lot of input from women.
They're putting it in the magazine section,
but
not out
front.
Yeah, right. The executive director of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation is a lady named Dawn Hawkins. And she doesn't want young children to be exposed to the things on the cover of Cosmo. So what's happened to all of us that have grown up, or all of us who have seen at different stages of our lives Cosmo? I don't go to Walmart, but I've seen them.
Apparently.
I guess apparently we're all screwed up.
Well, you can say, okay, Cosmo is too sexy for the checkout line. Okay, fine. That's one statement that I understand. And Jen's right. You know, the headlines, that's those cover lines are they're famous for that. But this woman is trying to tie, this is where I find this offensive. She's trying to tie it in with the Me Too movement of women who are victims. And so she's trying to say that Cosmo is exploiting women, like women have no say in this, and this is just all about trying to please your man and sexual favors and things like that. That is totally wrong. So this is one of those cases where
I'm
sure there's
you working for anybody that has that as an object.
Okay, absolutely. So I actually want to play a game, because I actually have a Cosmo right here on my desk. It's an old one. November 2017, Jennifer Hudson's on the front, and I'll read every...
I get what you're saying.
Not even arguing it. I just, let's see if it's right. Let's play the game.
But what I'm saying, though, is she's tying it to the Me Too movement.
Right.
And that's what I find really offensive.
So what is this
just
organization?
Make a statement that it's too sexy.
What I smell here...
I smell so much religion behind this.
There's sex stuff on the cover. Okay, so here's the cover story. Ready? Super hot sex games. All you need is dice, a timer, and a daring playmate. Bonus, you'll both score. The other one says, dating now, make it fun again, crush the DM convo, end ghosting for good, meet a hottie IRL. That's in real life, Doug. Gyno warning, a winter risk your doctor hasn't told you about. The voice is Jennifer Hudson, powers up her confidence. He's got a G-spot too, how to hit it right. That's it.
Right.
There you go.
And the interesting
this just
thing
reeks to me of like some religious backed thing.
Either that or a group of 501c3. I'm looking them up now. That's looking for money, looking for donations. That may be looking to people, as you've just explained, Victoria, that have something that perhaps is about keeping the world safe from sexual whatever.
I think the message should just be, it's too sexy because of the headlines. It's too sexy for the checkout line. Fine. I understand that, and I don't disagree. But to tie it into a movement that is so personal for so many women, that's where I just find it, like, that's totally crossed the line.
Well, yeah, I think they probably had an issue with the stories that Cosmo puts out and then, you know, went to Walmart and said, hey, this is violating the Me Too movement. And then when you're a company and that's such a big thing in the headlines, what are you going to do? You know, you don't want to come under a backlash for saying, oh, well, we didn't want to side with the Me Too movement or something like that. But I also feel like most of those articles that Jen read, when I was a little kid, if someone said something about, you know, if I'm in the checkout aisle and I read something about a G-spot or a gyno, I don't think I would have known what either of those were.
Right.
So
right.
I just think it's an issue for a kid.
I went to Facebook. They have a Facebook page, and their website is endsexualexploitation.org. So it's a 501c3 nonprofit. They say their goals are to expose the connection between all forms of sexual exploitation with a focus on the harm of pornography.
So that's where the religious stuff is coming in. So right. They're basically trying to say that Cosmo is porn. That is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
So this is a Washington-based one of those nonprofits that I'm sure works the crowd when it comes to the fundraisers, the congressmen, the senators. They focus on, according to this Facebook page, sexual addiction and compulsivity, sexualization of children, sexual assault and violence, sex trafficking, child sex abuse, violence against women, child porn, prostitution,
of those things are horrible, and we all agree on that.
How could you not support that?
Right, exactly. I think that's Kara's point is right. I think that Walmart probably
Okay, I see what's going on. They're having their annual convention next week in Washington.
Now we're talking about them.
Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I just find their choice of Cosmo to be very arbitrary, and I've always found tabloids to be much more dangerous than that, because everything is completely false, and they have all these terrible pictures of people.
So their annual convention to End Exploitation Summit. It's endexploitationsummit.com, and it's next week in Washington from Friday to Sunday.
Yep, and who would have known about that otherwise if we hadn't been talking about it?
Okay, so, and we just helped
to get
out.
Your tickets, go to
right.
Yeah. I just, go to the website. You know, I don't think this is all that new of a conversation. I've been to many a stores where they'll put a Cosmo up on the front counter, but they'll put the little plastic thing over it, blocking out everything except for the headline so that you can see it's a Cosmo magazine. I just think
they do that?
In some places they think it's a little too salacious. Yeah.
16 past the hour. This is the DJV show. If you remember my conversation from earlier in the week when I was talking about the Scarborough report of who listens to this program, there are 29 million small business owners in our country, and a lot of them listen to this program, and we're happy about that. So some of our advertising focuses on businesses, business owners, and if you're one of those business owners who's still using the free email service for your company, Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, the Hotmail, whatever, not a good business ploy. It's not a good thing because it doesn't separate you out. If people see your name, .tech, for example, they say, wow, this must be a fabulously new and with it company. Consumers don't trust businesses unless they have their own professional email. And this is a way to distinguish you. Go to easyemail.tech. Easyemail.tech or 844-344-7607.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, a study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently. So, experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 and change after the hour here on the DJB show with Ms. Horn, Ms. Keelan, and Ms. Schillen, and Mr. Stefan. Notice I didn't say Ms. Stefan. I didn't think I wanted. I fit in with the rest of the band.
Are you trying to make an announcement, Dougie?
No.
Are you making a change?
No, I'm okay. Thanks, Jennifer. Cameron Diaz is making a change. She says, I actually am retired. Selma Blair apparently was right all along. Ms. Diaz confirmed that she is retired from acting. Reunited for a new interview with her co-stars from The Sweetest Thing. During the discussion, which Entertainment Weekly published this past week, Diaz, Blair, and Christina Applegate realized that the three of them haven't gotten together since filming the movie. Why not? Diaz replied when asked about reuniting with the other ladies, I'm down with it. I'm literally doing nothing. And then Applegate said, I'm literally doing nothing, too. I'm semi-retired. I haven't worked for years. I'm a mom. That's what we do. So I'm around, man. And then she said, Cameron Diaz said, that's so awesome. I totally am down with that. I'm semi-retired, too, and I am actually retired, so I would love to see you ladies. So there you go. She started in 1994 in The Mask. Remember that movie? And she worked for 20 years.
And she looked so beautiful. I thought she looked so pretty in that movie.
Yep. So she, the last movie she did was Sex Tape, 2014, so she's done.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
remember
one.
That? Yeah. Well, I wonder, she was quite likable.
Yeah, I wonder why she's retiring now. I wonder if this is a choice that she's making, or is she just not getting any roles anymore?
Yeah, I don't think she can open a movie. She certainly could during the heyday, so.
Right.
There's a lot of work for I would think, I don't know that, so I've been talking like I owe the paper, but it would seem that she had her choice for a long time. She's very popular and had a very good presence about her, so it would be surprising if she couldn't get good roles. Maybe she just had enough, she made enough money.
Yeah, I don't know, she got married a few years ago, maybe she just wants to settle down and have a family or something.
Could be.
How old is she?
Probably 46.
Probably too old for kids, 46. But I don't know if she could adopt or something.
Start. All right, Bruce Springsteen is in the music news. If you're a diehard fan, you got something to look forward to in the coming months. Releases from 1987 to 1996 being remastered and reissued for a new vinyl box set that will drop in May called Bruce Springsteen, the Album Collection, Volume 2, 87 to 96. His four studio albums from that era, plus two EPs and a double LP live album. First time these releases have been remastered on vinyl. And these guys, they're come up with anyway. And he's got such a fan base, he'll sell these things like hotcakes.
Oh, well, to listen to old Bruce on vinyl, especially, you know, if you don't still have the original vinyl, which a lot of his fans do, but still, it's very cool.
It's
vinyl's kind of having a moment.
10-disc set, Victoria. Springsteen studio albums Tunnel of Love, Human Torch, Lucky Town, and The Ghost of Tom Joad. I don't know that one. Plus EPs Chimes of Freedom, Blood Brothers, along with a live album in concert, MTV Plugged in 1993. So on May 18th, this all will be available. You can pre-order it now. The album's transferred from the original analog masters using a process that is used a lot to fix these up. I don't know who would know what the plangent process is, but that's what they use.
A super vinyl lover, I guess, right?
Yeah, I would think so, probably, yeah. Tunnel of Love and Human Touch have been expanded across two LPs to maximize the audio quality of them. Also comes with a 60-page book featuring vintage press clippings and photos and other memorabilia. So if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you're going to love this. And when you get right down to it, who is it? Who doesn't like The Boss? I don't know if I want to spend...
I was going to say, yeah, not really, but...
Really?
I mean, I like a little bit, but I like the stuff about Bruce Springsteen that nobody else likes, like Glory Days and Born in the UK. Yeah. I like the real pop stuff that everybody likes.
I like the pop stuff like this song.
Good.
28 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Four after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Crummy from Los Angeles, Victoria Keelan from New York. Kara Schillen is in Washington, and we are here to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. We've gone from number 10, which is Sports Talk Radio Focus, Parkland thing at number 9, number 8, Sanctuary Cities, number 7. It's very interesting to see this. It isn't often that a television program becomes the subject of this much focus. But because 19 million people this past week watched the reboot of Roseanne, that has become a large topic. And I saw something in one of the trades yesterday, I think it was the NAB Daily that I look at, National Association of Broadcasters, that attributed the strength...
And its head got caught between the two seats. Which sounds hilarious, but is actually terrifying.
Awful.
But that's it. He was looking for his phone. The leg rest was in an upright position.
Oh, that's what happened.
As he stuck his head underneath to have a look, the footrest clamped down onto his head.
Oh, okay.
He was stuck. The staff tried to free him, but they couldn't. The chair leg rest was broken free, and he got out. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he died.
Jeez. What was the cause of
suffered
death, though?
Cardiac arrest.
Oh,
yeah, he freaked
so
out. So
it
didn't, like,
it.
Break
yeah.
his neck.
No, no.
Jeez.
But, think about that in terms of
I apologize for laughing. That's horrible.
This would never happen to me, ever, because I am so skeptical of what's on the floor at movie theaters that I would never... I just if I dropped my phone, I would just wait till the end of the movie, or I would just kiss it goodbye. This would I would never be down trying to crawl on the floor. Ugh, gross.
Awful. All right, the focus on the protests this weekend, the announcement that the school in Parkland, Florida, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School, is implementing new safety measures. They think, I understand this completely. I'm not offended by it. I do too. That it makes sense.
But what I'm saying is, why was it not okay for Will and Grace to make political jokes, but it is okay for Roseanne?
Victoria. There is so much hypocrisy on both sides, it's laughable. We're talking about what offends you. I'm offended. You're offended. Everybody's. If McFadden were here, he'd say, everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. And that's true. And it's fostered by the attitude of the politicians and the people that work in Washington, and it just spreads. So that nobody has any time, any place, any interest in something that doesn't agree with their philosophy. I have no interest in watching Roseanne. I never liked her either. But I do like John Goodman. And I happen to think that it's a very interesting play that they could bring back something after all these years, put every single member of the cast back in play, and have this kind of support for it. Is it or isn't it a thing about Trump? I don't know. You think, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's really interesting. I mean, I watched the show, and I'm like you guys. I never really liked it the first time, and this time I was like, whatever, you know. And then I watched the show. I think it's interesting because it brings up issues, and I think it does pro and con very well. I think it actually gives voice to the Trump side, which is what amazes me, because the character that plays Jackie, Roseanne's sister on the show, is totally lefty, and she's got one of those pink hats on and a Nasty Woman t-shirt and all of that. And it's all, I think, pretty equal. What I thought was interesting is listening to the co-executive producer, Bruce Rasmussen, who was talking about the genesis of the show, and he was talking about a writer, Dave Kaplan, and he said, we were two of the people that had at least understood that there are people who voted for, you know, evil Trump who aren't misogynist and racist and who felt betrayed by other administrations. So the light bulb had gone off in their heads. They're shocked that there is actually real people that support evil Trump, and they're going to try to capitalize on it. And again, I just want to wrap up this little wrap by saying I thought it was balanced on the show. You know, there'd be sort of a right-wingy kind of comment that Roseanne would voice, and then the sister would do the left-wingy thing, and then John Goodman would do the dad thing with the thing and the this and all of that, because one of the kids on the show wears a skirt and all of that, and so that's an issue. I thought it was very interesting
in
the light that you were talking about.
Their son is on the show,
like,
right?
Well, they don't know whether he's gay or not, but he likes to dress like a woman, and he's like Ken, you know, and he has nail polish on. And then John Goodman's character will go, the kid will say to his grandfather, John Goodman, he'll go, wow, that's nice nail polish, Dad. And he'll go, that's drywall dust or something, you know. So he's being the man kind of, he's voicing that, right. And the kid is, you know, being himself, whatever that is. And so I think you get the liberal position and the conservative position equally voiced. But what is interesting to me is that there is a right-wing voice. I mean, that to me is amazing, and that they figured it out in Hollywood.
Oh, like, come on. There's plenty of right-wing voices everywhere. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
On sitcoms? No, you're right about that.
But there's plenty of... Not on sitcoms, no. You're right. Will and Grace. I watched the first Will and Grace because I quite like Deborah Messing, but I didn't like the show. I thought it was way too political. I don't want to...
That was only the first episode,
I know
though.
It was, but I don't want to watch that crap. I want to... That's the trouble with most comedies. They're not funny. There was nothing about that. Let's have some good old-fashioned fun. Like somebody's
story about a Texas teacher... This week, suspended for discussing her sexual orientation in her classroom. She has purple hair. She's an art teacher. What's the big deal?
A lesbian art teacher?
Yeah.
So, like shocker, that's a big deal now?
Apparently.
Really?
It is, yeah, apparently. There's a bunch of research out this week that shows that gender stereotypes are starting to change in the younger generation. What is it, Generation Z? Is that what they call it? What's coming up behind millennials?
Yeah. It's Generation Z,
right?
I think they call it Z. Yeah.
Z. New study out in the Journal of Child Development asks youngsters from K to 12 to draw a picture of a scientist. A decade ago when this was done, most of the drawings would have been male. Now, about a third of them depict female scientists. This is due to many forces, they say. Increasing number of strong women in science, cultural deconstruction of gender stereotypes, and taking Cosmo off of the shelves in Walmart. That's what's probably fixed all of this. I don't think that's really it. I just threw that in there. You got that, ladies, right?
We got
that. Well, it is, though, and there is so much that's changing rapidly, too. Is it because of social media? Or just because people are waking up? Why are people waking up? What is there that is making the world change as quickly as the explanation has to be social media?
I think that, but also I think what's going on in people's individual families. You know, if you now have two parents that work and your mom works or makes more money than your dad does, then it's going to change your idea of what you can do than, you know, 20, 30 years ago where you might have just had a father that was working and your mom was stay at home.
Yeah. Also this week, did you ladies see the pictures of the UFOs that pilots saw while they were flying over Arizona?
Heard about this. What happened? What did they see?
This actually, Doug, when I saw this story, this actually kind of makes me believe that there's something out there.
Of course there's something
I know you've been saying that, but
I've been saying this for years. So it was two planes. American Airlines pilot saw it, and a Learjet private pilot saw this. An object in the sky. They radioed regional air traffic controllers in Albuquerque. Quote, was anybody above us, just passed us like 30 seconds ago? One of the pilots said in an exchange. The air traffic controller says negative. Okay, well, something did, one pilot said. A UFO, somebody quickly responded. Yeah, the pilot replied again. Minutes later, the FAA controller alerted an American airline plane that was flying in that same area. According to the release by the FAA, American 1095, let me know if anything passes over you in the next 15 miles, the air traffic controller said. Let you know if anything passes over, the pilot responded. American 1095 affirmative, we had an aircraft in front of you that reported something pass over him, and we didn't have any targets, so just let me know if you see anything pass over you. And apparently the pilot confirmed that, yes, he had seen something. I just got chills.
Goosebumps. This totally gave me goosebumps. And this is right over Roswell, too.
Ooh.
All right, the pilot
said. Landing spot.
Yep. Shortly after, the pilot radioed the air traffic control that he was looking at a mysterious object. It's American 1095. Yep, something just passed over us. I don't know what it was, but at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us, it passed right over the top of the plane. It was an Airbus 321 flying from San Diego to Dallas. American referred all questions to the FAA.
Yeah, that's the government cover-up now, right?
There you go. It's unclear whether the object spotted was. Of course it was come on.
Or maybe it was Russia, and they're flying over Roswell, and they're trying to find out all the secrets, and now they're going to take over the whole world.
A UFO, whether it exists or not, that was an unidentified flying object. So obviously it's a real thing, right?
And the other pilot described it as being highly reflective. Like it's just the whole thing was made of sort of tinfoil kind of a thing. Like there's a lot. But then they keep saying
like
that.
My hat.
Right. But then.
That's your hat.
But then a couple people have related to this story have said that they had quote unquote weather balloons in the area. What the heck is a weather balloon? I've been hearing about weather balloons. What is it?
They send it up in the atmosphere, right, to test the weather.
Yeah. But it wouldn't be
the kid that flew away in one.
No.
I don't remember that story.
You don't remember that? I was in Mexico when it happened, but there was a kid who got into a weather balloon. Or no, they thought he was in a weather balloon, and so they were tracking this thing, and it was, like, flying all over the place, and everybody thought the kid was in the weather balloon. And then it turns out he was, like, sleeping in a closet.
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember that, Doug? Come on, you remember that.
I do, vaguely.
Basket boy or something was what they called him. They thought he was asleep in the basket of the weather balloon.
To deny that there are UFOs or to deny that there are other beings who are as well-developed, if not more, than we are in the universe is folly. It's nonsense. When you think about how big the universe is, even in our own galaxy, which goes on, all you can see in the stars at night are stars that are in our own galaxy that are 11, 12, 13, 14 light years away. That means the light you're looking at was 12 years ago. that you're looking at light. Tonight when you look in the sky, that light was generated by that planet 12 years ago. It's taken 12 years for the light to get from that planet to us, and it's in our galaxy. So to think, it's just ridiculous to think that we are not alone. We are not alone. Wait a minute. Which am I doing a double negative there?
We're not alone.
We are alone.
Give us
right.
The Michael Jackson. Come on.
That's it.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 4/14/18.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you live with diabetes or know someone who does, monitoring your blood glucose is a chore. Until now, with the Freestyle Libre Flash Glucose Monitoring System, where you simply scan a reader over a sensor you wear on your arm. It's super easy. Chris Thomas, Director of Biosensing Technology, explains.
So this is your standard NFC technology, RFID technology that you'll find available in many payless cards, credit card systems. So to start with, there's a reader that we've got available. Hold it over the sensor on the back of your arm, and in 1 second, you get a lot of data that's transferred with NFC, RFID between the reader and the sensor. And that data includes your current blood glucose reading, 8 hours worth of history that's stored every 15 minutes, and then this direction that your blood glucose is going in.
Check it out at freestylelibre.us.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It's official. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. More than 50 million U.S. homes get Newsmax TV for the real news on the Trump revolution, with smart analysis from Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, David Horowitz, Bernie Carrick, Nancy Brinker, and the best conservative minds in America. Tune into Newsmax TV now on Dish 216, DirecTV 349, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want Newsmax TV.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here in my car, I go thinking of all. I can lock all my thoughts. It's the only way to live.
Car time, car talk. Courtesy of our auto expert, Nick Miles, who has his website, ourautoexpert.com. Check with him. You can figure out what's going on. I see a survey of people using car seats, Nick, this week, not being used properly. If they are used correctly, car seats are effective. They can reduce the risk of injury by 54%. But a number of car seats are being used incorrectly. Some of the misuse, pretty minor. 35% of children are actually getting no protection at all from their car seats. I was trying to go back to, I didn't ever have a car seat. You probably didn't. Most people our age never had a car seat. I'm still here. We didn't even have seat belts in cars when I was a kid. So why all of this hoopla?
Well, the truth is car seats do save lives, and the stats show that. And so it's a good idea. Kids hate putting them in. Parents hate dealing with them. But there's actually an easy solution to a car seat. Your local fire department or police department will actually come and put it in for you. They all have classes. That you just call them. You can drive car down there usually. They'll show you how to correctly install it. And, you know, you only usually have to learn that once, and a lot of times they never come in and out of the back seat. Or the alternative is you could buy a Volvo that has the car seat built into the seat. That's the other choice.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
Are they SUVs or all Volvos?
Well, certain Volvos, I think the V cars, the wagons have them, and some of the SUVs, but they're actually, they're sort of a booster seat or a car seat situation built into the seat that sort of folds out or pops up, and that's really easy for parents. In fact, I might even buy a Volvo if I had to deal with a car seat
really?
For that very reason. Yeah.
When I'm in Los Angeles, I don't own a car. There are rent cars, and when I'm taking my grandson around, I put the seat in. It's not a big deal to put the car seat in and take it out. But if you're not if you're not clever and you can't find the little places to hook them behind the seat, it could be. I could see where it would be a problem for some people. Anyway,
right. So, and some new car companies actually have easier attachments. They've sort of gone to a uniform attachment system, so it's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. But once you've learned once, you know, that's all usually it takes, Doug.
Yeah.
One time wonder.
So here's another thing that I wondered about when I saw this. There's a new app subscription that's being discussed for cars because of all the money that people are having to put down, the long lease lengths, insurance costs, and all the things. A lot of people are thinking, whether they're doing it yet or not, of just using Ubers. Automakers are rolling out flat fee programs that aim to make leasing a car simple, as easy as buying a smartphone. So I saw on one of them, and we're talking here about Cadillac and Volvo and Porsche developing app-based monthly subscription services. What do you think the future is of that?
Well, you know, Lexus just announced it on the new UX, a small crossover here in New York City for the auto show. So what it is basically a system where you pay like your cell phone. You pay a certain amount each month that gets all your services included. So it's the price of the car, it's the insurance, and it's all the maintenance in one single fee. And you still own the car just like you would in any other situation, but you pay once every month. And you can actually change your car out from month to month. Lincoln looking at introducing a new service where, you know, next month perhaps you need an SUV because it's going to snow or you're on a road trip. And so you can change your vehicle. And that's like the cell phone, right? Once you're done with one model or you need to move on or it doesn't work for you, then you find a new model. I think that's the way the world is going as it is. And I'd rather have that and not have to worry about finding insurance and paying it every month.
But you have to submit. I'm thinking that's a great idea for me when I spend 4 months a year in Los Angeles and I don't want to own a car. Can you do it for 4 months?
Yeah, there's some companies you can do it from month to month, and then you could change the location of where you are. So,
wow.
For instance, you know, if you're on the farm for 6 months and in LA for 6 months.
Right, that sounds like a great idea. I might look into that. I may call you to have you give me a little more advice. All right, you said you were at the New York Auto Show. What's going on there? What are you seeing?
Tons of really cool stuff. One of the things that really made my mouth drop was a new introduction of the Lincoln Aviator, which is slightly smaller than the Navigator. We thought the Navigator was a one-hit wonder. Well, absolutely not. This new Aviator, but it has something very cool, Doug, which is a smart key, which you use your phone for everything in the car. Now follow me in this because it's a little bit complicated. So you use the phone to get in, get out, and start the car and drive it. You still have a key as a backup, but you can actually lend the car to, let's say, your son. And if your son is bad or naughty, just turn it off from your phone and they can no longer use the car. I thought that was an absolute great idea. Or for a valet at a restaurant. So everything controlled from your cell phone.
Does it look like an Explorer? Because a lot of times these cars in the same company have the same look, just a little more oomph to them.
It's the same size, but looks nothing like the Explorer. In fact,
really?
22-inch wheels on it. I'll tell you, go online, Google the new the Aviator. Your mouth will drop, my friend. It's absolutely stunning.
Something else for, what's-his-face, the actor to drive who promotes the Lincolns. Thank you. Nick Ma.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.